hold the mic and then the live stream it. For some odd reason, that stands not properly with the mic. So I'm in very good terms with you.
You want me to hold the mic? Fix this. Who am I? Let me know when I vote.
Okay.
If there's more, if I do, let me know, but at least I got you the...
That's fine.
Okay, just let me know if there's the...
Hello, good evening.
Yeah.
Is that something I tell you, it's feeling more and more awkward, I'm like...
Not really, not that bad.
Joe, do you know any jokes you can tell the crowd while we're waiting?
Well, wish I had Siri here, she'd tell. Alexa would give you some jokes. I'm trying to think, I haven't heard a joke in a long time. A long time.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think the police are going to last today.
Only if Commander Hottinger is here. He raised an ass up, Mike. Do whatever you want.
Oh, that's right. He's for the later meeting.
Yes. I think she's walking in there. Walking out very shortly.
Is she here?
Yeah. That's her.
I knew that.
Did you say hi to
her? I knew that. Yeah. No, I did not. But I heard her voice.
Selfie more, but 6 months ago, November.
We were waiting for you.
Where are you going to go?
Hmm?
What do you think?
Usually I should go based on seniority unless there's something pressing.
Is it Gary or Nancy then?
No, of chairs, which would be Pat, you, then me. But
I thought it would.
Isn't me, do I feel like we're really far back?
Pardon me?
These were actually even further. We pulled them back.
I can't hear you. You're too far back.
Compared to what we normally have.
Oh, is that what it is?
Hey, Joe. I can't hear you. You're too far back. What'd you say?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay. No one's even here from finance.
That's because all we have is minutes.
Let's take care of him before Pat gets out.
Might as well.
Are we waiting for Pat?
Want me to go grab it real quick, or?
She's here. Right?
Yeah, she's there somewhere.
Very direct one. We'll talk after.
Yeah, but is there anything about tonight?
So every session is served. If it's on the worst, then you can delay it.
It won't happen.
What?
Huh?
Wait,
then it won't happen. So. Better than happening.
Yes.
We'll talk after.
Right up there. Yeah, I could take it for you, though, if you want.
Where are we starting, guys?
Right in his minutes, so I thought maybe we could get that out of the way. Yeah. Mike's in.
Yeah, I mean, yours is the longest.
Yeah, we'll do finance, public safety, and parks and rec.
Yeah, that's fine.
Joe, I'm sorry. It's Joe. They're making me do it. It's not me.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Finance approval minutes?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandrillo.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Finance Committee of July the 2nd, 2018.
Second.
Any corrections, questions, or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any public comments about finance? Okay.
Public safety approval minutes?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandrillo.
Ms. Chairman, pardon. Sorry. I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Safety Committee of July the 2nd, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Reciprocal reporting system intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Orland Park and the Board of Education Orland School District 135.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to authorize the reciprocal reporting system intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Orland Park and the Board of Education of Orland School District 135.
Second.
Deputy Chief Mitchell, is there something you'd like to add to this, the explanation?
Just very simple is that as the laws change, so should the agreement. This keeps us in line with the Illinois compiled statutes and reporting, and it's robust, and it provides us some clarity as to what the roles and responsibilities are of the police department, as well as the school administration and reporting.
And this is with District 135, our primary district that we have three in the village, but...
That is correct, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Deputy
Chief Mitchell, what's the case law on this? Is it compatible to the statute updating?
Mr. Calandro, yes, it is.
Certainly would be. Any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
Does this require us to do anything with District 230?
At this point, it does not. Strictly 135.
Thank you.
Any questions from the audience? Anyone questioning the agreement? And that question, I'm sure will entertain a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next.
Disposal of certain seized vehicles at public auction.
Chair will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrillo.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled ordinance authorizing disposal by public auction of personal property vehicles owned by the Village of Orland Park, Illinois.
Second.
Deputy Chief, do you want to explain what this motion refers to?
Certainly. We've got four vehicles here that were seized as a result of people driving while suspended in a DUI. Circuit Court had reviewed these cases and provided a verdict that we, in fact, can have those vehicles, and we're asking to have them disposed of properly.
Any questions? Questions from the committee?
Nope.
Chair Lenter, we have a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Parks and Rec approval minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee of July 2nd, 2018.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain.
Veterans Park, I'm sorry. Veterans Park Court Repair Contract Amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve an amendment for the additional work to the Park Court Repairs Contract with 10S Court Solutions from Lake Forest, Illinois for an additional $6,000 for a total adjusted amount not to exceed $143,500 for additional specified repair work at Veterans Park.
Second.
Here, do you want to just pull a detail to this, please?
During the course of the project, the tennis posts could not be reused. We had to buy three additional sets of posts. They had to be installed, nets, and so forth. So it was $2,000 per set.
Any questions from the, go ahead, Trustee Guerra.
Pickleball.
It will be striped for pickleball.
It will be striped for pickleball. It's very popular.
Each court that we have resurfaced or had work done on, we've included additional striping for pickleball, as that way it's not just strictly dedicated tennis or dedicated pickleball, but it can be used by multiple groups. Can you
multi-use? Perfect.
Any questions from the audience?
I do have a question. Is there an International Pickleball Federation or Foundation? And if there is the net requirement the same height as tennis? As long as we're learning about pickleball.
I don't know if there's an International Pickleball Association. I know there's a governing body for pickleball, and I believe it's a 2-inch difference in the net height. Off the top of my head, don't mean to quote me on it, but it's about 2 inches.
I think Trustee Guerra has details.
I've had little more exposure to this of the last couple of years.
I can knowledge of pickleball.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, don't do that. The court is shorter. You know, it's not as deep as
right.
a tennis court. That's the main difference. Mm-hmm. The court height is not as much different, but the size of the racket, it's more like a paddleball, and the depth of the striping, and it is the number one growing sport in America today, taught in our schools and PE classes, and even, I have the article at home for you, both of you, showing that it's being played in Cook County. Kirk County prison.
I was just wondering if we're going to have pickleball fanatics mad at us if the net is the wrong height.
We did put a dedicated pickleball court into Dugan Park.
Oh, perfect.
During the court renovations last season.
So that's where the finals could be held if we're going to have a pickleball. Okay, yes. Gotcha. All right.
And we play it inside the sportsplex as well.
I was going to say it's jammed at the sportsplex. They actually want more, and we've talked
Excellent.
About how
that's
we can
right.
restripe it. Any questions from the audience? With that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Disposal of village property.
Do you just want to put a little background on this, please?
Mr. Chair, this is the donation of the playground equipment that's about to be replaced at Brentwood Park. This is an agreement between the Village of Royal Park and Kids Around the World. We've worked with this organization, I believe, on 4 other projects. The benefit is they actually get to repurpose the equipment in another location, usually another country, and it saves the village time on removal of the equipment, so staff time and labor. Legal has reviewed the donation equipment and it's been approved by the village manager.
Any questions from the committee? From the audience regarding this item? All in favor?
There's not a motion yet.
Oh, sorry. Oh. We had a motion already. Looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend to the village board to pass an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Donation of Municipal Property to Kids Around the World Incorporated Brentwood Park Playground Equipment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Brentwood Park renovation bid award.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
Well, I understand there may be discussion on this item. I move to recommend that the village board to award bid number 18-034 Brentwood Park renovation to Innovation Landscaping in amount not to exceed $170,152.06.
Second.
Gary, can you just do a little detail on this item, please?
This is a bid process we went through for the renovation of Brentwood Park. We had 4 bidders that were responsive to the bid. There was a small snafu in the bid packet. Our consultant added a line requiring 5 years in business in this type of work. The successful low bidder, I believe, is at 4 years. We have previous experience with this bidder. They completed Veterans Park for us last year without any issues. I've spoke to legal and they don't have an issue with us waiving that, as it states in our bid specs we can waive.
So you're saying legally that we're okay with taking this without having any liability?
Correct. That was the information I got from Ken this morning.
And this has to go straight to board and approve today because we won't be able to install it this season?
Correct. We ordering the equipment takes quite a bit of time, sometimes 6, 8, 10 weeks, and if something is backward it could take longer. With weather coming into effect going into fall and temperatures in the late fall, early winter, the pour-in-place services that came into question a little bit last year, so we're trying to get this right at the end of summer as the kids are going back to school, make sure we get it completed.
Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Guerra.
I would probably make a recommendation to the chair that if there is some public comment on this, because I've heard there might be, that we entertain that first, because then we might want to respond to some of that.
I'll take that up. That suggestion. Is there any comments from the audience? Please step up, and you can please state your name so we have it for the record.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh no. Yes, thank you.
So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. My name is Thomas Haley. I'm a construction analyst for the Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa Foundation for Fair Contracting. At the FFC, our job is to monitor public construction projects and advocate for the most responsible bidder to be awarded those contracts. Innovation Landscape has a history of having issues involved with some of the projects that they have been awarded in the past. At the St. Charles Park District, the Fairview and First and Creek projects, the park superintendent has emailed and communicated with their board discussing negative performance issues and delays at the projects at Fairview and Fairson. At Park Ridge, they've had to have crews come out and retighten the work that they've already done. That means you all have to spend more money sending crews out to redo what these people are, that these folks have already done, supposedly. At the Palatine Park District, inspections have found multiple issues regarding bolts not being tight and platforms not being level on the playgrounds that they have installed. And then there's issues regarding safety, not only with their own workers, but with the communities that they are set to be serving. They have multiple OSHA violations categorized as serious in nature from just in 2017. The Park Ridge Park District, they had a worker from Innovation sever an electrical line in one of the grounds that they were working on. And at the Naperville Park District, the Huntington Ridge Park, construction debris was found in a sandbox, and that was alerted to them by a concerned citizen whose children were playing in that sandbox. As it was discussed just prior, Orland Park's own bid specs say that they need a 5-year experience in relative work. They only have 4. You all have discussed that already. And it's because of these issues, in which I have sent to each and every single one of you personally, that have caused other municipalities like Orland Park to pass on Innovation Landscape as their lowest responsible bidder for projects that are similar to the ones you have bidded today. Well, they would have been back in July. I sincerely encourage the board to consider the issues which have been presented, which I hope you've all looked at, as you make your determination on whether Innovation is really the most responsible bidder for this project. You guys have any questions or anything for me?
I have a statement more than a question, but okay. Whatever the chair would entertain. First of all, Mr. Haley, I want to thank you. I did get your email on Thursday, and then there was a follow-up email that I believe the chair was going to respond to. I did speak to staff in response to your email, because I had some concerns about your email, the content therein, not the email itself. And I talked to Director Couch. We have used them in the past for 1 or 2 projects. One. The scope of that project was similar to the size of the scope of this project. The director assures me that we haven't had any problems with their performance on that. And in light of, I don't know if you're following what's going on in Orland Park, but our revenue stream has been decreasing because of the slump in retail sales. Their bid was significantly lower than the next 2 lowest bidders. And so I did take your email into serious consideration. And again, I thank you for that. But after speaking with the director, I personally, as one member of the committee, was satisfied that they would be an appropriate bidder.
And I would echo Trustee Carroll's comments. I mean, hence all those questions I've asked. I got the email, I forwarded, I asked multiple questions, and I think at the end of the day, it's regarding the quality. Now, have they had bad performances in the past? Maybe, but they've always been good to our projects. And I put my faith in our staff, who puts their faith in that. So I think that's where my head's at. Trustee Carroll?
I would agree with my fellow committee members. What better reference for our purposes would be our work experience with them right here in the village. And since we had no issues, Director Couch is confident they are up to the task as they were last year. I would have no problem approving this.
Thank you for coming
today.
Thank
you for bringing those concerns.
Watch yourself. Any other comments from the committee or the audience? With that, looking for all in favor?
Aye. Brentwood Park Playground Equipment Purchase.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend the Village Board to approve the purchase of Brentwood Park Playground Equipment and Pavilion Structure from Park Creation in the amount not to exceed $78,800.34.
There's an and.
Wait, yeah, there's more.
Yeah.
And I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the purchase of the octagonal Gaga Ball Pit System from Coach Cliff's Gaga Ball Pits, LLC, in the amount not to exceed $3,665.20. And I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the purchase of 3 benches, 3 picnic tables, and 2 complete basketball setups, poles, backboard, rim, and nets from New Toys Leisure Products at a cost not to exceed $11,120.
I'm gaga to second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're asking what Gaga Ball is, right?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. It's an octagonal cage, for lack of a better word,
about three feet high. It's basically dodgeball below the waist. It's for smaller kids.
Okay.
They're going to play dodgeball?
Small.
In our parks?
Yeah. Small, below the waist.
We're going to have the ball there too?
No, they'd have to bring their own ball, kind of like the beanbag sets we have in the parks that are concrete. People bring their own bags or basketballs.
So if they hurt themselves with their own ball, it's okay.
Any questions from the committee?
That settled my question.
Gaga. All right. Any questions from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
2019 Winter Spring Recreation Program Offering List.
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that the Village Board to approve the recommended 2019 Winter Spring Programs, which are subject to change based on final 2019 budget approval.
Second.
Nancy, why don't we give a little background on this one?
Sure. This is typically what we come to you before we're getting ready to move forward with the brochure process. Some of these programs are usual, and then some of our events, as you noted in here, based on the budget approval, our special events. We have two new ones that we're throwing in there. As you know, we have our Cinderella Ball. We're looking to do something for our boys out there, to do something with mom and son. And then, of course, with the discussion of the concerts at Centennial West, we put that in there so that's available pending on budget approval. So, again, that won't be in there until we know for sure what we're doing, but everything's here on the program list for you to view.
Nancy, can you just kind of walk through how you analyze each program? I know you spend a lot of time on it, so I kind of want you to kind of...
Sure.
I think Trustee Garrow probably knows since she used to be the past chair, but kind of just for everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. So, as you know, we have over 1,000 programs that we offer, well over 1,000 programs. So what our staff does each season, so we have our fall book, our winter spring book, and our summer book. So each book, as we're preparing for it, the staff will pull so many programs and analyze them. And what that means is they'll, for special recreation, for example, they'll pull Lincoln Way Special Rec, South Suburban Special Rec, Southwest Cooperative, Western DuPage Special Rec. We'll pull out maybe a handful of programs, 5 or 10 programs. We'll look at our pricing. We'll look at the weeks and et cetera. And then we'll look at those comparables and see where we fall. If we fall in the middle, that's kind of where we want to be. We don't want to be on the low end, and we don't want to price ourselves out of the program opportunity where people choose to go elsewhere other than us. And that's the same thing as you will for Sportsplex, our cultural programs, preschool. We do take our bigger programs, and we always analyze that just to make sure we're in the ballpark, but it's a constant process. So again, with the high volume of programs that we offer, we're not only going through each season, you know, vetting out a handful, we also look at the sustainability of the programs. So we may have some programs that we've noticed that we were canceling. So we'll look at, is it the time? Is it the day? You know, we have working parents. Should we try and offer it on a day where they could come after work or on the weekend? So it's kind of, you have to play with the programs before we just take a program offline and not offer it. We will give it a couple seasons to say, okay, if it didn't work in the evening, let's try the morning. Didn't work in the morning, let's try a weekend. And then if after 3 tries or so it's not working, then we completely pull it off. So we like to give it a chance. You know, we do have some feedback that over the past previous years that parents would like to see more programs available for working parents. So we're really trying to accommodate that. So we're doing the best we can trying to hitting all of our avenues. But as far as assessing programs, it's a continual process every book.
I know you guys do a lot of work. And again, I don't know, a lot of people understand this, but we don't have a park district. So everything goes through the village. And I know there's challenges for that and financial challenges for that. So I know you guys are always looking for every penny to make sure you're good stewards of the taxpayers' money. But I think a little update from the all these program, you do have some of the numbers. I know last year we talked about kind of all the estimated costs. I know Nancy worked hard today to figure it out, some of the costs. If you have any questions about specific programs, she may have them, or she'll be able to share them later on after today's meeting if right. You have any questions.
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Kerr.
I don't have any questions. I don't want to put you on the spot on anything, but I know we talked about this in the budget process, and I also talked about it in my committee, the finance director, about what we can do to help the recreation programs be a little bit more direct as far as where the revenues are coming from. couple things did jump off the page, and I'm sure you already look at this, but if, when we get to the budget part of the process, what I would like to at least hear a little bit about is if there's, I saw a few programs where there were four attendees last year, you know, if you were to tell me, all right, we're in cycle two of the three tries, like you just mentioned, that would help me say, okay, I'm willing to fund that program as one member of the finance committee or the board. Likewise, I remember one was, I think, men's senior softball. There were zero residents and 22 non-residents that took advantage of it last year. Unless we're in a cash positive situation, I'm not interested in funding programs for non-residents if none of our residents take advantage of it. So those are the kind of things I would like to see as we're getting to the funding process through the revenue hearings we have scheduled. I think the next one's on the 13th of August. That kind of information would be helpful for me to know, all right, there's only four people that took advantage of it, but we're in cycle two of three, like you were talking about. And if it doesn't get better with the change of night to day, day to weekend or whatever, then we would not do it again. Likewise, if it were a program or it was all or a majority non-residents, I'd want to know that as well.
Sure. And, you know, sometimes it could be deceiving when you see a program with only one or two or four people. If it's a guitar class where maybe the maximum capacity is four people.
Sure.
Or it could be a contractual program where we're not actually paying for the staff. So if four people register, it's just... It's gravy for us because we don't have any staffing costs.
Right.
As far as the non-resident, I hear what you're saying there. And if there are those situations where, and I'd have to look to see which program that may you may be referring to, but if there's a program that's all non-residents, which isn't that common, our ratios for resident, non-resident, we're at like 84% residency versus 20% non-residency. I mean, our residency is really high. But in that situation, the non-resident pays a higher rate. So we're really bringing in more revenue that will help sustain some of those programs that maybe they don't break even. That program will help offset those costs. So
that's what I was saying,
yeah.
A little footnote or an asterisk, because you have all the data. We get a limited table here.
Okay.
If it were no residents but 22 non-residents, and as a result, we were cash positive $2,000 or $3,000,
okay,
I'm fine with it. Likewise, if it was only four attendees, but it was a contractual instructor where it didn't cost us anything to put it on, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But without that data, we don't know.
Sure.
So it's just when we get to the revenue or the budget process, I'd like to have a little bit more information on that.
Any other?
No, as you say, I've gone over this with Nancy, and I'm confident she'll provide the information
Me
that
too.
Everybody will understand.
Absolutely.
Any questions from the audience?
I do have one more comment. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Superhero event to balance Cinderella Ball.
Yeah.
I just love it. I think that I know how successful, and you will find out soon, Cinderella Ball, when Mia gets a little bigger.
What's the age? Did I drop the ball already?
She's four? I think it's four.
All right, so I have two more years. Okay.
Yeah, you got a little bit of time.
Okay.
But I
have a two-year-old daughter for the audience, just to know.
Yeah. Considering now my grandson lives out of state, but if he had the opportunity to go with his mom dressed up as, you know, Captain America, I think he'd be all over that. So I think that's a great idea, and I guarantee it will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And just a footnote, this program guide, we've got 32 new programs, 10 continuing that we're trying to vet out to see about if they're going to be successful, and 6 that we're removing offline.
Great.
Any other questions or comments from the board or the audience? With that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval to amend the Arena Americas contract for 2018 Taste of Orland Park.
Looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve amending the Arena Americas contract not to exceed $24,500 to provide tents and equipment for the 2018 Taste of Orland Park.
Second.
Nancy, just a little background on this one, please.
Yeah, so as you know, this contract was approved. It's in our third year of the contract, and when we were able to create that partnership with Palos Loyola, with that came additional tents, as you may have seen, the VIP tent, as well as we had additional restaurants. So we went from 19 restaurants to 22 restaurants, so the additional cost there for those extra tents. Also, the additional fencing and entrances to the taste, we really worked close with the police department to create a vetting system to really go through bags and such. So those added expenses did it up a little bit. So that's what I'm here to bring in the extra cash for that.
And before we get any questions, is there any, I just want to first of many kudos to your staff and all staff for what happened at the Taste of Orland this weekend. I think if you count the pool too, we had more than 40,000 visitors to Orland Park locations because the pool had a very
at maximum
because of the weather, and it was beautiful, and then we had a great taste. So a lot of people coming into Orland Park to use our facilities. I'm sure they stopped to get gas, they stopped to get a hot dog on the way out. So kudos to that. It was great. I think everything worked out very well, and I know staff, I'm surprised Nancy you're awake right now. So
as I said earlier today at our director's meeting, I'm just a shell of a human right now.
But kudos on that. Is there any questions from the board?
Well, if they stopped to get a hot dog on the way out, that we did do our job at the Taste, because there was a lot of food being consumed at the Taste. So, yeah. No, great job.
It was, and I think, as you mentioned, the Taste for our sponsorship, what the department offered for those sponsors was wonderful amenities, and hopefully they sign on the dotted line and join us again.
With the increase next year.
Yes.
Any questions from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just so the audience members know, so these were all the committees, the three committees, and then at 7 will be the full board. We'll see you at 7.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi there. I picked up a few. You hung up.
Dennis,